song is a little, maybe it's long. I think it was a different song when I played it high.
Oh.
I used to play it high for you. I think I did. Here, I'll just show you the higher version. It was,
okay.
You gave me your hand. You'd always understand. See how high it was? Okay.
Oh.
That was too high. So, now my lower version has different dynamics and a little different melody, but I love the guitar. Love the guitar. Because I worked hard to get a good chords. You're going to love this. It's another one.
What a difference in the guitar.
I know. I'm practicing.
What are you so excited?
I am excited.
You can go out and buy one of those things.
I love it.
The thumb pick.
It gives it so much resonance in the bass.
But I would put mine on backward.
Backwards, really?
Right?
Well, you know what? When my thumbnail is long enough, I won't need this. I used to do classical guitar and I had a big thumbnail. But of course, I bit it. So what I wanted to tell you, well, first of all, when I started playing my guitar again after 30 years, I met with this producer, and he said, my songs are too linear and they're not contemporary. And I decided way back, I'm not rewriting them. I'm going to keep them the way they are because I like my songs and I'm not contemporary, and that's okay. The other thing was the performance workshop really helped me by lowering the keys. However, when I did the performance workshop, okay, I did listen about lowering the keys, but he wants it to be conversational, and every note is not supposed to be held out ever. Well, I was listening to John Denver and Joni Mitchell over the weekend because I was driving my daughter somewhere, and I'm listening to Annie's song, and, you know, I'm thinking of, like, in So Real, where I'm doing these, you know, chords or whatever, you know, and it's like, in Annie's song, it's doing that too, you know. He has a lot of those things, those chords.
That's so beautiful.
And I love those. And the thing is, and John Denver says, you know, if you fill up my senses like an... And he's carrying out his notes, and that's why I am. Because you know what? I'm a child of the 70s, you know?
Right.
So on this song, I can't imagine changing it. Or You Are My Wings. That's just the way I've written it. So
yes.
That's
yeah.
my song. I can do it my way.
Yeah,
I don't have to
right.
do it the
yeah,
way they
right.
want
I mean,
to do it.
You've listened to all the input, you
yeah.
know, and you still decide. So, you know, my thing is, for me, for voice lessons in here, is that, you know, my job is to help you to get to the point where you're controlling your voice. so that you can do those things.
Well, you helped me with the song, the whole thing about the chorus and doing a more higher. You saw how I raised the chorus.
Oh, yes.
And how nice
yes.
that is. That's such yeah. a great touch. So any advice, any other, anything you want me to play that you heard scooping? Any?
In this song just now?
Yeah.
Not in this one.
Okay.
No.
The other one I was pushing with the guitar strum. You know what? I have trouble strumming. I'm not that rhythmic. That's why I have trouble with click tracks. I'm like my own person.
Oh.
I can't go. Oh. I can't follow anything. I'm like, I'm going to do it my way.
That's funny.
So it's hard in my voice.
We're so opposite. I'm like a rhythm player.
Uh-huh.
I'm a rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
I'm about the rhythm and whatever.
Yeah, it's
but when
be
it comes easy. To like picking and doing those, I'm like, look at you, because I love it. And I'm going to, it's encouraging me because I want to change the voicings on my guitar and find.